שניים שבאו לאכול יחד לחם, כיוון שקבעו עצמם לאכול יחד, טוב שאחד יברך בכל, יפתור את חברו. למי שברכה הנאמרות עבור שני אנשים, מכובדת יותר. So, the general rule, the Shulchan Aruch writes, in Kof Samach Zayin, 167, that it's better for one person to be motzei to two people than two people to say separate brachas. Why? Apparently it's more respectable that I bless and you say amen. It gives a little bit more honor when you say the bracha out loud. And since I'm being yotzei through you, so you can't speak until we both eat.
Wait, as in even the guy who makes the bracha and ate the bread has to wait till his friend ate the bread too?
Correct.
Okay.
Correct. אבל אם כל אחד אוכל לעצמו, ואינם מחכים זה לזה, כל אחד צריך לברך לעצמו. But you're eating your food and I'm eating my food. We have nothing particularly to do with each other. Then each one says their own blessing. So let's say, again, you're getting a big table together and everyone's sharing bread. You go out for dinner. There's a big bread on the table. So ideally, he says one person, and you're all sitting and eating down together, like at a Shabbos table. Ideally, one person would say for everyone.
A big loud bracha.
Yeah. But if there's two, three people and they're eating separately, then...
As in they're next to each other.
But they're kind of doing their own thing.
Yeah.
Then it's better for them to bless separately. But we'll see that it's a little more complicated in a big group, as we already alluded to, because of the Indian of Hefsek. So let's see what he says about that.
In general, someone shouldn't make their own bracha or someone can make it for them in the group?
I wouldn't say shouldn't, but it's nicer. More mechubad. It's nicer, he says, when one person says for everyone, if you're all sitting down eating dinner together, there's an inyan of one person saying the bracha
for everyone. That's just bread, though. Like, for example, we're both sitting here with the juice. I'm going to say, shall I call and include you, or just we should both say?
That's a good question. I'm not sure. We're talking about bread right now, yeah. So certainly everything's okay.
Uh-huh.
Maybe you could say, like, you know, bread is something that's shared. You know, you take the loaf of bread and everyone eats a piece of it, as opposed to, you know, your drink, I'm drinking my drink, so maybe better for everyone to say their own individual. Bread is also the beginning of the meal, everything together. So I'm not sure if we would apply it to, like...
Up until this whole corona thing.
Right.
Who knows, another couple of months, people won't want to share bread. It would just be like, don't touch my bread with your hands.
Yeah, no, probably. The fizze muvan mi madua b'shabbatot, kasher hakol mishpacha ochelet yachtav, ממתינים עד שכולם יגמרו ליטול ידיים, ואז בעל הבית מברך המויצי בכל רם, והמסובים עונים אחריו, אמין, ויוצאים ידי חובה בברכתו. שכיוון שעברו לאכול יחד, המודע הוא שאחד יברך המויצי עבור כולם, וכל אחד מהמסובים צריך להיזהר שלא לדבר עד שיאמרו בעצמו. Exactly, so that's why the custom is many Shabbos homes in the family, the father gets back, they all wash together. One person says motzi for everyone. Besuda rabba mishtatfim, af shekulam yitatfu lecho yachad, utaf shebakol shulchan yivarech echad lecho yishvei shulchan, mimne lecho shulchan yivarech echad lecho, eshiim yamtiu lecho mishtatfim, yitzur hafzeh gadol midi minan tilat debrach. So, what the Bnei Halacha suggests is when you have a big group, like at my Shabbos table, for example, since there's going to be a large hefsek between the moitzi and eating the bread, unless you're like super fast, but usually, so he suggests that one person at the table will say a moitzi for everyone.
Mm-hmm.
You could, every individual, do it, but if we want to get this inyan of like the more mechubad way where one person says it and everyone says amen, so one person at the table says it, and that way you avoid the hefsek situation. Again, this is l'chadchila, b'di'eved, it's fine. Of course, you know, even if there was a long hefsek, as long as you didn't speak, you're good.
Yeah, l'chadchila is ideally,
and one person
kind of like,
yeah. Fine. So that's in terms of that. Very good. Now, let's move to the second topic of today, which is, do we need to dip bread in salt nowadays? בעבר היו רגילים להפות לחמים בלא מלח, ובעת ארוחה היו מלפתים את הפת במלח או סלט או בשר. פיכך אמרו חכמים, שאחר ברכת המויצי ראו לאכול הפת באופן המשובח ביותר, להדגיש בכך את שבח הברכה. לכן נהגו להתאים את הפת שאוכלים אחר ברכה במלך ומאכל אחר שיוסיף בטעם. In the olden days, they wouldn't put salt in the bread when they baked it. So the best, it was considered, right after you eat the bread, you dip it in a bit of salt or some salad which has salt in it. And that would kind of be the best way of eating the bread. So therefore, we always try to have bread with salt. There are other allusions, like the Brit Melech, the covenant with bread, Melech, and Korbanot have Melech. But on the simplest level, you had to have bread to make it in the most respectable way.
I wonder why they didn't put salt in the bread.
I don't know why. ומי שהיה מעוניין לאכול את הפת כמישהו, חריב ובלו מלח ושם אכלים, לא היה צריך לטבול לחם מלחם. If you didn't like it with salt, you don't have to have it with salt. כיום מלחמים שלנו אפויים עם מלח ותבלינים, נמצא שהלחם שלנו נחשב משובח. מצד הדין אפשר לברך עליו כפי שהוא בלו להתאימו במלח או סלט שולחן ערך חוף סמך זין. שולחן ערך writes, didn't we put salt in our bread when you're baking it? So therefore, you do not have to add salt on your bread. It's a shocker for many people.
Yeah.
But I've, you know, many times I'll say, if I have salt right away, of course, I'll just put the salt. But it, because it's nice symbolism, the melech, and you see it. But if it's like, there's no salt around, fine. So I just say the bracha, because again, technically, there's no problem saying a motzi without salt nowadays, because there's salt in the bread. And,
so why salt?
Like, why do we need the salt?
Why salt?
Yeah. Again, the simple reason is because it was considered in the old days the best way to eat salt was like, eat bread with salt, okay? Just like cereal and milk. I don't know why cereal and milk, that's the combo.
Yeah, or like, why do we put salt in the bread now? Like, it tastes good.
Yeah, it tastes good.
So I thought it was more to do with like, you know, how God like destroyed all the cities of like Saddam and stuff and turned them into salt. And it being something to do with like, you know, like some like godly,
so correct,
coming down and us doing a tikkun for the evil that was here. Mm-hmm.
Right. So, and every, that's the beauty of halacha. What we're learning, there's pshat, then there's remez, then there's drasha, then there's sod, right? So there's a simple interpretation, then there's deeper layers. So on the pshat level, the reason we have salt is because it tastes good, and that's the most respectable way to eat bread. And you want to go deeper? Oh, melach was used in korbanot. Every korban had melach.
Yeah.
Okay, so when we're eating a meal, we're doing a sacrifice. Melach, you want to go into remez, melach is the same gematria of din. Melach salt is like you need a little bit of din with the chesed, which is the bread, and that's why you dip it three times, which is the gematria of chesed. There's all sorts of deeper ideas about what this salt represents on a spiritual level, and maybe tomorrow for our pre-Shabbos, we can like go through all the seven Hasidic Kabbalistic explanations of what salt's about. Yeah, we can do it. Besimcha. But you know, we're just the Baruch Hashem. That's the beauty of halacha. Then we're seeing there's many, many levels.
Mm-hmm.
But on this, and that's why even if I don't actually, even if it already has salt in it, it's still nice for that salt on the table for the Kabbalistic and the symbolic idea. But again, if you know, we have to know what's pshat, because let's say there's no salt around and there's going to be a hefsek. So, don't worry about it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if it's a cute, quick thing, pass the salt, fine. But if it's going to be like, I don't know, let's go search out salt, forget it. There's salt in the bread. You don't have to worry about it. Yeah. Good. Still, many people eat it with salt. Well, it tastes nice. Vod heder yeshno. As we said already, they would have salt in the base of Mikdash. And Emor, al kol korbanacha takriv melech. In Vayikra, bet yud gimel, every bread korban had salt.
Even the Torah.
Yeah. By the way, melech in the olden days was a preservative.
Yeah.
So therefore, it was like we our covenant with the Kaddish Baruch Hu is like a melech brit. The Torah calls it. It's an unbreakable covenant. So, when you're eating, I'm eating my bread, it should give me koach to serve a Kaddish Baruch Hu, says Rama. He quotes that. So, like mentioned already, the Kabbalist would dip their bread in salt. Magen Avraham quotes that. Atamakach, shalechem remez amid the chesed, and the bread alludes to kindness. Shahido adam nizon rechaik, through bread you live. Ve'ilu ha-melech ha-maluach remez amidat adin ha-kasheh. And salt alludes to a harsh judgment. Shekasher ha-shilton nitan miyada, ha-olam necharav. When it's all just judgment, the world is destroyed. Asher tovlim et alechem emelech, mamtikim et amelech v'zeh sh'anu osim otom tafel alechem. But when we have a little bit of gvura with our chesed, shezeu bitzarf l'chesed ha-mizin sh'belechen, u'makom la'azik u'mo'il, and instead of it being bad, it's good. Right, so yeah, too much. If it's all salt, it's bad. If it's all gvura, it's bad. But if it's mostly all motivated by lechem, by chesed, and a little bit of salt, a little bit of gvura, then that's good. Especially in Shabbos and Yontif, people are strict to have salt. So, again, to summarize, we don't really need to add salt nowadays, but it's great to add salt nowadays because it has all the symbolism, the beast of Migdash and chesed, and all this. Beautiful ideas and the great covenant. So why not go for salt?